Now, on the Climate Monitor podcast, Greenland's ice cap melt picks up speed. Recent melting of Greenland's ice cap has been more intense than ever, and all the signs are that it could get worse. Greenland's ice cap, the largest single store of frozen fresh water in the Northern Hemisphere, is melting faster than ever, according to two separate studies using two different approaches. Surface meltwater started flowing over the surface and percolating through the ice at a greater rate in the mid-19th century and accelerated dramatically during the 20th and the first decades of the 21st century, according to a new study of ice cores taken more than 2,000 meters above sea level. And a 25-year record of European Space Agency's satellite data confirms the alarming picture. The elevation of the Greenland ice sheet was changing in the mid-1990s, and the pace of thinning stepped up after 2003. Greenland's bedrock carries enough ice to raise global sea levels by around 7 meters. According to Luke Trussell, a glaciologist at Rowan University in the United States, quote, "Melting of the Greenland ice sheet has gone into overdrive. As a result, Greenland melt is adding to sea level more than at any time in the last 3.5 centuries, if not thousands of years," end quote. He adds, "And increasing melt began around the same time as we started altering the atmosphere in the mid-1800s," end quote. His co-author, Sarah Das of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, said, quote, "From a historical perspective, today's melt rates are off the charts, and this study provides the evidence," end quote. Snowfalls on the great ice caps of the two hemispheres freezes, melts a little in the summer, and freezes again, so that, like the rings of a tree, the accumulated precipitation tells a story of successive years of climate change. The two researchers and their colleagues report in Nature that ice cores taken from the ice cap between 2003 and 2015 contained enough information for them to assess annual melting rates over several centuries. They found a clear pattern of more intense melting nearer the present, and over the last 20 years, the intensity increased by between 250% and 575% compared to the 18th century. In the last century, the entire planet has warmed by around 1 degree Celsius as greenhouse gas levels in the atmosphere have risen in response to ever greater use of fossil fuels. The message for the future is ominous. Dr. Trussell said, quote, "Rather than increasing steadily as climate warms, Greenland will melt increasingly more and more for every degree of warming. The melting and sea level rise we've observed will already be dwarfed by what may be expected in the future as climate continues to warm," end quote. Greenland has served for decades as a climate laboratory. Change almost imperceptible in lower latitudes can be measured almost on a yearly basis in the high fastness of the island. And the Nature study is only the latest twist in a story that is already alarming. Scientists long ago took measure of the change on the ice cap, in the glaciers, and at the boundary with the Atlantic, and identified the dangers of accelerated warming in the Arctic. They monitored unexpected increases in the flow of the island's biggest glaciers, monitored the way the island's bedrock rose in response to increased loss of ice, and even identified those reaches of ice that had passed the point of no return. The Nature scientists backed up their on-the-ground observations with measurements made by satellites. And in an entirely separate study, European researchers report in the journal Earth and Planetary Science Letters that, according to their readings, the elevation of the ice cap had begun to change in ways that enabled them to measure ice loss using decades and a recent speed-up. Louise Sandberg-Sorensen of the Danish National Space Institute said, quote, "A pattern of thinning appears to dominate a large fraction of the ice sheet margins at the beginning of the millennium, with individual outlet glaciers exhibiting large thinning rates." She also said, quote, Over the full 25-year period, the general picture shows much larger volume losses are experienced in the west, northwest, and southeast basins of Greenland compared to the more steady-state situations in the colder north. End quote. Thanks for joining this installment of the Climate Monitor podcast. I'm Mitch Chester. Climate Monitor, Earth's Climate Channel, stream broadcasts as a public service video and films about climate change and sea level rise issues, research, news, and solutions on Roku TV, Amazon Fire TV with Alexa, and at climatemonitor.tv. The Climate News Network is a free and objective service publishing a daily news story on climate and energy issues. For insightful climate reporting, please visit climatenewsnetwork.net. And please check this space for additional Climate Monitor podcasts and support our efforts by going to anchor.fm/climate-monitor, where you can make a small donation.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.